Siddhartha Gravasi said 6 years old, going Shirvo all of Ovuz Litsofen, Zimo Lidorim. That's the Sharla. The father made an Erev one way, and the mother made an Erev to go the other way. Here we said that Filo Bar Shesh, even though he's 6 years old, Nami Bitsav Sadim Onichale. He would rather go with his mother than his father. So that's the Sharla. They're both of them made an Erev for the son. The Sharla, which one is the son Ichuis? So Rashi says, Omer Yeshua, Vadai Kamrit, Ben Hei Eni Yoitzar Chiyarvolot. Once he's 5 years old, he can't use his mother's Erev anymore. That's true. Rabasi Nami, I Rabasi said at 6 years old he can still use his mother's Erev. There he's talking about the Sheirva Ima Olof, comma. Rabasi is talking about that the mother Takim had Beferish Adas to make an Erev for her son. Not the Pshat is that the mother only made it for herself. And that we say once he's 5 years old, he can't go out with his mother's Erev. No, we're talking about now even in the case that the mother made the Beferish, the Erev for the son also. So what's the chiddush here? Kamash from London, Rashi. The ear of Olav Oviv, the Ruach Acheris, Vosar Imay Shadinule. Let's say the father tomorrow wanted to go to shul on the Sofen side, and the mother wanted to go to shul on the Marav side. So they made two different Erevs. So the Shaila, which one does the son go after? That's the chiddush, the son goes after the mother, up until 6 years old. When he's still 6 years old, he still needs his mother more than his father, therefore he goes after his mother. If the mother did not make an Erev for the son, only for herself, then once the son is 4 or 5, he cannot use the mother's Erev anymore. He can't go a chutzutchum. Neisvei. Kotin shetzaruch limoi, a kotin that still needs his mother, yoytsev Erev imoi. He's allowed to go out, walk out with his mother's Erev, even though she only made it for herself. Still, the son is called to gufay. He could also walk out of the tchum with his mother's Erev. Ad ben sheish. Here it says, klo until ben sheish. Here's the chur tiyuf to the Rav Yeshua. Baravidi. It's a tiyufta on them. Here it says klo until ben sheish, not the shear 4 and 5. So it's a tiyufta on them. For the moral lame here, but tiyufta to the rabbis, maybe it's a kash and rabbis also. The moral malach rabbis, no. Ad viyad v'chlal. Even though it says ad ben sheish, mashma only until 6, a mashma the 6th year, no good. And the rabbis says even the 6th year is good. So I can tell you the klal is ad viyad v'chlal. Up until 6, and the 6th year is also included. 6 years old is also still called Tzaruch Imai, that he could go out with his mother's Erev, and Hu Adin, he is not mechuyev to sit in the sukkah then, there's no mitzvah chinuch yet, he can still sit in the house, eat with his mother inside. The more lame that you have a truth with Rabbi Yanei Resh Lakish, maybe now it's even a kasha in Rabbi Yanei Resh Lakish, that they before said the shear was 4 and 5, Tzaruch should be kasha. He's up until now, it's only kasha where Rabbi Shua wanted to answer this kasha. That's where Rabbi Shua wanted to answer to say, with Tomadaf, you made an Erev, but without an Erev, no. First, we shlugged up Rabbi Shua, even without making an Erev, you see, 6 is good. But now, look, it's a kasha on Rabbi Yana and Resh Lakish, that they said the Shia before was either 4 years old, if he's very good, smart, or else 5 by normal. And here it says Ben Sheish. So tomorrow night, Loi Kasha. Ha de Isa Yavua b'mosa, ha de la Isa Yavua b'mosa. Depends. If the father is home, so then we say, since the father is still at home, if the kid is already 4 or 5, that's not called Tzaruch Lima anymore. Even though the mother has the right to walk Chutzutchum on Shabbos, she made an error for herself. If the son is 4 and sharp, he is not allowed to walk with his mother. This Bryce says, till a bench bar sheish, till he's 6 years old, still he could go with his mother. And now, if you mean is, who's home? If the father is home in the house, then it's not so gefelich. Then the father will take care of the son. So once the kid is 4 years old, then he can't go with his mother anymore. He has to stay home with his father. Marshenkin, if there's no father in the house, so then when the mother goes away, if the kid is not 6 years old yet, he can't take care of himself. That's called Tzaruch Limoid. Then he is allowed to walk chutzutchum with his mother. Therefore, there's no stira. If the father is home, then we say after 4 years old, he can't go with the mother anymore. If the mother didn't make a fairish gerer for the son. But if the father is not home, then this bride says until 6, he can still go after his mother. Tana Rabbonin. Marav Odom Ayidei Benoi Ubita Yaktanim. A person can make an Erev, Ayidei Benoi, for his son, Ubita Yaktanim. He can make an error for them. Whether they mask him to the Erev Tchumim, whether they're not masking to the Erev Tchumim, you could do it for them. Now you're like the Bailam over them. You can make the error for them. If you want them tomorrow to walk with you, you're allowed to make now an Erev Tchumim for them that they could walk out also.
Yes. Rashi says, Ayoda means Bishvilon, that you're allowed to make an Eruvah Tchumin for your son and for your Shivcha Sakananis. If you have an Eved Ivri in your house or a Shivch Ivris, then you can't make an Erev without their Das. If you have older children in the house, you can't make an Eruv Tchumah for them without asking them. You can't make one for your wife either. You have to ask them. Since they have their own Das, they're not Daska Nichne after you. So therefore, maybe the Shabbos, they don't want to walk the side, the Erev you're making. You're making the Erev on Mizrach side. They don't want to walk tomorrow Mizrach. They'd rather walk Marav side. So they don't want your Erev. Therefore, it's called the Chav for them. So unless they tell you, Beferish, they want the Erev, you're not allowed to make the Erev for them. Hey, so Ishtoy and B'noi HaGadolim, you can't make an Erev for them unless they're asking. You have to get their Rishus. The Moratani, another Brisa says, Lo Yarev Odom Ayidei B'noi Ubiti HaGadolim. It's good. You can't make the Rubit Chumim for your older son. For lo yaidei avdei b'shifchas yivrim. Not the ever yivri shifchim. For lo yaidei ishtoi. Ela mi daitum. Avo marav hu yaidei avdei b'shifchas se kananim. But if you have an Eved Kanani, he's mamish bot, he has to do whatever you want. Therefore, you can make an error for him that he should be able to walk the same way you're going tomorrow also. Vayidei b'noi ubiti yaktanim. Bein le daitum, bein shlo le daitum. So the mamish is a Ryan, same price as the same halachim. Mifnei, what's the reason? She yodon ki yodoi. They're like top for bottle to you. Their hand is like your hand. Like wherever they do, wherever you go, they go. So therefore, you can make an error for them. V'chulon she'irvu. The ear of Aleihem Rabbon is Yoitzim Mishel Rabbin. Now in any case that Shirvu, they made their own Eruv. But Rabbon, the Odin also made an Eruv for them, is Yoitzim Mishel Rabbin. Then they have to go after the Ruach, the side that the Odin made, the master made. Chutz, a chutz Manisha. Accept Anisha. Because Nisha could be Maicha. Anisha could say, no, I don't want the Eruv you made for me. Don't do me no tovus. I'd rather go the other way. So therefore, Anisha doesn't have to go after a husband's Eruv that he made without asking God. For the Gemara, was mashma, only Anisha like to say no. But anybody else, even Benoi Gedolim, or else Neved Ivri, if the Odin made an Eruv for them one side, they have to listen to the Odin's Eruv, even though they made the own Eruv the other way. So that's the kasha for the Gemara. Isha, maisha, no. Why is Anisha differently? Omar Rabba, Isha b'chol d'domelo, enech nam, it's not only a sworn Anisha. It means anybody like Anisha. There is the b'noi obitza g'daylim. If you have older children, so their hand is not like your hand, they're not nimshach, they don't have to do what you do. Therefore, if you make an Erev one way, and they make an Erev another way, avada, they go boss of their own Erev, they're allowed to walk their tchum the way they made it. That's what the Brice says, Isha's lav dask Anisha. It means anybody like Anisha. In other words, an Eved Ivri, and a b'noi obitza g'daylim. Rashi says, Isha Maishana, may have it every Bunay Bitik Dalam. They're the same thing. Tertanami, it means like anybody like an Isha. Yeah. So now what was the reason it said why? The Bryce said, said by the Isha, the reason why the Isha has a right to use her own Erev, even though her husband made an Erev for her the other way, is because she could be Maicha. If she wants to, she could say, no, I don't want your Erev. So Khuratadiyat Taima Demichi. Why is it no good? Only because she spoke out, I don't want your Erev. I'm not nichu with the Erev you made for me. Then it's no good. But Mashmah, if the husband tells his wife, Yishno, I made an Eruv Tchumah for you, and she stam kept quiet, she didn't see anything, Minastam, that's also good for the wife. The wife has a right to use it, and vice versa, she has to use it. And Rashi says, Nes Rashi, your stoma, the Ishtik, she kept quiet, the Ruach Acheres Namala Irva, and for sure, in the case where she did not make her own Erev Tchumim, so in the case which she stam kept quiet, didn't say anything, then we say she does go both for her husband's Erev. So the Gemara, for stoma not of the Bailo. For the Gemara, no, the Tony Rashi, the Rashi says, Elomi Daitam. It's mashmi, you have to ask them. Only if they say yes, we want to use the Erev, then it's good. Mi Daitam, they have to be maskim, they have das, they agree. Mashmi, if they don't agree, it's no good. So stam means they don't say anything, just keep quiet. Mashmi, stam keeping quiet is no good. So the more my love the Amriin, Lechura Midaita means they have to say yes. So Khurta Kashan you, Stam, by Stam keep quiet, that's not saying yes. So the more Loi, my Elamidaitim, what does it mean? They have to agree. Tiyashtiku, I'll tell you, even if they keep quiet. Keeping quiet is also enough. More Lafuke, Heicha the Amri Loi. Only when they say no, we don't want Yeriv, then Tak it's not Chal. But Kozman, they don't speak out and say no, even a wife and even the older sons. And even in Eved Ivri, they go after the husband, the master's Erev. for the Makasha, Ivo Kulon Shirvu. The Iruv Alehim, Rabban, the last Bryce was the case where all of these people made their own Eruv. And the Odern also made an Eruv. Face the Brunoyu Gedolim made their own Eruv, and the father made their own Eruv. The Evid Ivri made his own Eruv, and the master made his own Eruv. Still it says, Yotzim Bisho Rabban. They'll go out with the Rabban. Ustomhu. And this court is the case of Stam. Uketoni, the Bryce says, Chutz Menisha, the Loi Nafki, that the wife does not go out with the husband's Eruv. Lachura, why not? Lachura here, the wife didn't say no. She just kept quiet. It's Minastam. And still the Bryce says, Chutz Menisha, Nisha's Eruv, and she, Isha does not go out with the husband's Eruv. Why? Lachura, she didn't say no. This you're telling me now, if the husband makes an Eruv Tchuma for the wife, and she just keeps quiet, she doesn't say anything, it's good, so why here is it different? And the Gemara Poshet, oh my Rava, Kivon Shirvu, so we're talking about here, the wife made her own Eruv. She made an Eruv to go Mizrach side. And now the husband comes home and says, you know what, I made an Eruv for you to go Marav. So even though she keeps quiet, of the Eilucha Micha, Godam is there. Eilucha, this is the biggest Raya, that she's not Micha, she doesn't want the husband's Eruv. Because she just got finished making an own Eruv to go Mizrach, to go to the east side. Now the husband comes home and says, you know what, I made an Eruv for you to go Marav. So Pshita, that's called a Michoi. That's called like the wife is saying, no, I don't want to use your Eruv. So that's the halacha. That if the wife says no, she has the right to say no. An oldest son and an Eved Ivri could say no. But if the husband comes home and says, I made an Eruv, and they stand, keep quiet, shtik is koidor, and that's called Minastam, then the Eruv is chal for them. Now, we're talking about a case where the father was mezakrit for them. Like, so they own it now. So the Mishnah. Kamahu shiroi mosin shtei sudis. So saying now, to make a Ruvei Tchumim, every person has to put down a mosin shtei sudis. And here's the most common to give in. The most food you have to have is for the Ruvei Tchumim. For the Ruvei Chatzeres, we said you only have to have the size of a groigris. But it's a little bit more than a kezayis for each person. Here, by Ruvei Tchumim, if you want to be able to walk chutz tchum on Shabbos, you have to put out there mosin shtei sudis. L'chol echot v'echot. Every person that wants to walk out, he has to have mosin shtei sudis outside there. Remeya says, how much food, what kind of suda? A suda to eat in the middle of the weekday, and not the suda to eat on Shabbos. And the Gemara will explain that they're going to Kula now. That Remeya holds people eat more on Shabbos than eat in the middle of the week. So therefore we go to Kula for you, easier for you, that you only have to put down enough food of suda to eat in the middle of the week. We have Yuduroyme, Le Shabbos, Le Lechur. Yudos, no. The same Svara. That we're going with Kula, but he holds people eat more in the middle of the week than they eat on Shabbos. So therefore, how much is the Sudas you have to have? The Sudas of Shabbos. Because that's the less of a Shir. And they both have Svaris to go to Kula. So Rashi learns Pshat that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Kivon the B'Shabbos Soyit Sholosh Sudas, and Oichel Harbor B'Chol Suda. Rashi learns Pshat, since on Shabbos you eat three meals, so therefore each meal you don't eat that much. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in the middle of the weekday you only eat two meals. So therefore, you eat more on the two meals in the middle of the weekday than you eat the three meals on Shabbos. Therefore, what's called Moshin Stei Sudas? How much you eat for Shabbos? That's the way Rashi learns. I think the Mira learns Pshat. The Pshat is, as Emes, that on Shabbos, people eat less meat than they eat in the middle of the weekday. But in the middle of the weekday, you come to sit supper. The supper is a piece of meat. That's the Yikah. But Shaykin on Shabbos, you have challah, and you have an entree, and you have soup. And then by the time you come to the main dish, already you're full already. So nice, how much meat do you actually have? You have less meat on Shabbos than you have in the middle of the weekday. So after the Yudah Shita, that the Ika Suda, you eat more time in the middle of the weekday of the real food than you eat on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you eat a lot of goodies, a lot of hors d'oeuvres, beginning before you get to the Suda. You're full already by the time you get, especially if you have a Kiddush in Shul. By the time you come home already, you have no kechus to eat anymore. So the Suda you eat on the weekday, the Miri says, almost could be more than the Suda you have on Shabbos. Therefore, Yehuda goes the Kulu to say, the Mosin is the Mosin Shtei Sudis of Shabbos. That the Mishnah says, the Zev is Zev, Neschavon and Lehokal. They're both going the Kula. The less of a shear of the two Sudis. We have Yechon and Ebruker right there. He says different shear. What's called the shear of Mosin Shtei Sudis? It has to be Mikikar of a bread, but Punyin, that you pay a Punyin, not so much you pay for it. Midalit Soin the seller. That four saw of Soin of it cost the seller. That's how big this bread has to be. So Rashi learns, there's a lot of cheshbonis here. We're not going to go through all the cheshbonis here. But the Kitzur Rashi says, Kikar halakech min hanachnam bepunyin. You go to the baker and you give him a punyin. That's a coin. Kishin in Korin, when the bread is sold, arba soin the seller. Really, if you buy four saws worth of this bread, it costs you a seller. So Rashi says, has to strike the sakotaitich chatzikav. That's the shear. How much is called shtei sudas? Half of the kav. heavy shtei sudis. So here's what the kav, that's the shear of shtei sudis. That's Rabbi Yechon Mabruka shear. Rabbi Shimon in there, shtei yodas the kikar, no, 2/3 of a bread, mi sholish the kav. That 3 breads make up a kav. So he old Rashi says, Rabbi Shimon is mamayit mishirio, a little bit less. The yoyma tisha sudis yesh the kav. 1 kav has 6 sudis. Hey, so Rabbi Yechon Mabruka holds that a kav has 4 sudis. Therefore he says 2 sudis is a chassi kav. Reb Shimon is more makel and says, no, in a kav of bread, you have 9 sudis. Therefore, if you break up the kav into 3 loaves of bread, so each loaf of bread then has 3 sudis to it. And if you need 2 sudis, that's 2/3 of 1 loaf of bread. That's what Reb Shimon is saying. Reb Shimon Reina, shtei yodis means 2/3, the kikra of the bread, mishalosh the kav. That 3 of these breads make up a kav. See, in the kav he holds, he has 9 sudis. So therefore, take this 1 bread, which has 3 sudis, and 2/3 of the bread, that's 2 sudis. Now, the Mishnah, chatiyayo, half of this shear is the beis hamenuga. Beis hamenuga, that means if you have a house that has a neg in the house. So the house has tumah. There's a loch, if you walk into the house, it's metame you. The loch is, though, what about the clothing you're wearing? The clothing you're wearing only becomes tumah if you stay in the house a shear that it takes you to eat a certain amount of bread. That's called chatziayim. Here for the shear, how much bread you'll eat for 1 sudum, if you just wait in the house, that length, let's say it takes 2 minutes, 3 minutes, if you just wait in the house 2 or 3 minutes, then we say the clothing that you're wearing also becomes tummy. That's the chiddush of the Torah by Beis HaMenuga. If you have a house that has a nega, if you walk into the house, you become tummy right away. But your clothing don't become tummy unless you wait there a little bit. Waiting is a shear, how long it takes you to eat a half of Motzen Shtei Sudis, which is, according to Reb Shimon, it's 1/3 of the loaf of bread, and according to Reb Yochanan, it's a little bit bigger. She says, if you eat tomatika food, kechatzi pras, the shear of a chatzi, a half of a suda, is nisog v'yosoy, melecha v'truma u'midirabonin. Midirabonin, though, really, midiraisa, food that's tome can't be matama nodim. Because food is always a rishon tuma. To matama the person himself, you only tome from an avatuma. Therefore, food that's tome, if you eat it, midiraisa, you're still tor. The rabbonin made a chumra, if you eat a chatzi pras, a half a loaf of bread, of food that's tamei, your body becomes tamei, and again, to what? That you can't eat truma, akoponim. Or midi rabbonim hu, the einoichel metamei odim, that really food can never be metamei odim. Rabbonim gozo, shorechle yisro betruma, hachi yitvo. Rabbonim made a chumri here. So this shear, how much food, of tamedika food you have to eat, that your goof, your body becomes tamei, that you're not allowed to eat truma if you're a kohen, even half of that. That's half of one's meal. So Kitzur, the shear of 2 sudas, that's the shear for Rubit Chumim. The shear of 1 suda, that's how much you have to eat to be in the Beis HaMenuga. If you wait there that long, then your clothing become tummy. And even half of 1 suda, that's the shear, lifless agviya. If you eat that much food, your body becomes tummy. If you're kind, you can't eat truma. So the Gemara now, v'kama mosen shtei sudas. How much is mosen shtei sudas? So Rashi, the Kamal Rab Meil Rab Yehuda Kaboyi. We ask now a shalom according to the first Tana Kamis. According to Rab Meil Rab Yehuda, what's their shear? How much is the shear of 2 sudis? Om Rab Yehuda Amarav, Tati Rifto Chreisa. 2 loaves of bread of the Chreisa, Rashi says that Shinoisin HaKorim, Imorim Lesod HaKorim Manhigim Shvorim. The people that lead the axes. People that lead the oxen, they go to the fields to work, they take bread with them. So 2 loaves of that size bread, that's called Mosen Shtei Sudis. Rabbadim Rabba Omar, Tarti Rifto Nahar Pafisa. 2 loaves of bread that comes from this place. Nahar Pafisa, Shashu Mokim Nahar Popa. The loaves of bread that comes from that place, that's the shear of the Suda. 2 of those loaves is enough to make an Erev Chum with. Omale Rav Yosef L'Rav Yosef. Pray the Rova. Ovuch, command to relate. Who does your father hold like? Rav Meir to relate. He answered back, he holds like Rav Meir. So, Akhtanor Namik Rav Meir to relate. I also hold like Rav Meir. The Ikrav Yudis, like Rav Yehuda, Kasha, have a Kasha, all the Yam Yinchi. That's what people say, Rav Cholim Sima Shrichi. As Reb Yehuda holds that people eat less on Shabbos. Therefore, he says Reb Yehuda take this two sudis that eat on Shabbos. So the kashan, you Reb Yehuda, is a klal of Rav Chulav Sin Meshchichi, that when you eat sweet things, it only opens up your stomach to eat more. In other words, like the same fits in very well at the Miris Pshat. The Miris Pshat is that according to Reb Yehuda, the reason why you don't eat such a good sud on Shabbos is because first you have a lot of odorbs. You have a lot of sweet stuff first. So when it comes to the main dish, you're ready to come out full. You don't have such a main dish. That's why you hold eat less on Shabbos than the whole weekday. So Moreh Sakasha, that's a stira to the cloud we say. That people always say, fakir, the more sweet you eat first, it doesn't fill you up. It only gives you a bigger appetite to eat more. So even though you have a lot of goodies on Shabbos first, you have a kiddush, you have other zachin, but our koponim that only opens up your stomach more, that when it comes to the meal, you'll have a bigger suda. Therefore, they hold rather a meyashita, that we go bossa mosa and stay sudas of the weekday. Because on Shabbos, you attack eat more food, you eat on Shabbos than you eat in the middle of the weekday. Right, the Yechim Abruker right there, he says the shear is of a punjin, midalit soyin besela. That's how big the bread has to be. So saying Rashi says that's called the chatzia kav, half of a kav. So the Gemara, Tono, Okroivim Devrayim Liyoy Shovin, that the two shiur, Reb Yochanan of Ruk and the Mishnah, and Reb Shimon Shir, are close together. They're not so far apart. Fred Gemara, me dummy, what are you saying they're so close up? They're so close, they're very far apart. The Reb Yehuda Arbo Sudas Lekava. According to Reb Yochanan, there are four sudas in a kav. Therefore, two sudis is a chassi kav. The Reb Shimon, according to Reb Shimon, teisha sudos lekava. According to Reb Shimon, you have nine sudis in a kav. So it's much, much less. According to Reb Shimon, you just need a third of the third of the bread. So there's a big difference. How does the Brisa say that the shurim are close to one another? There's a big difference. Omer Reb Chizda Reb Chizda, say mehen shlish lechenveni. His after Reb Yechim Ruka says that you have from paying dalit so in a seller, you should know the chenveni makes profit on you also. He makes a third profit. So b'zoi, really, there's much more bread involved. There's less bread, there's more bread involved. So the more of Yakatin, lama tisha, according to Reb Shimon, there are nine sudis in a kav. Or lama shish, good, according to Reb Yechim, there are six sudis now in a kav. Like before, we're just saying there were four. But we're saying now take off one third of that, like one third of six, is two. So add two on to four, six. So good, so you have now six sudis. So there's still a big difference though. Six and nine is a big difference. They're not close to one another. So the more elikidus Reb Chizda goes at the other shita Reb Chizda. The yomah tzeimihen machz lechenveni. No, the baker makes half profit. So mele is double the size of a loaf of bread. Of a zayv yakati lamar tisha. According to Reb Shimon, there are nine sudis to a kav. Ulamar timna. And according to him, now there are eight sudas to a kav. And we were before saying there are only four. That's because how much the person that buys it gets it. But the chenveni makes half profit, so it's double the amount. So there are eight sudas to a kav, according to Reb Yechin. So the more then it's good. That's why Kamata two shurimat are close to one another. One says there are eight sudas in a kav, and one says there are nine sudas in a kav. That's pretty close. About Kol Porter for the Mar Kashi of Chizav Reb Chizda, quotes a theory in Reb Chizda. One place he says the Chenveni makes only a third profit, and one place he says the Chenveni makes a half profit. It's a theory. How much profit does the baker make? The Mar the Kasha. Ho the Koyoyev Balabai Tzivi. If the Balabos that comes to buy the food gives along his own firewood, then the baker only makes a third profit. Ho the Koyoyev Balabai Tzivi. But if the balabas doesn't come with his own firewood, but the baker has to use his own firewood also, then the baker charges a little bit more. And then the baker gets half profit. He gets half profit, so the shear we had before was only half the shear. Really, there's another double amount to it. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, there are eight sudis to the kav, and according to Rabbi Shimon, there are nine sudis to the kav. There's not that much of a difference. Yeah. So the Martin, Tana,